In Mark 10, Jesus is asked about divorce. It's important to understand that this wasn't simply to get Jesus' opinion on marriage. It was really a sort of trap. This was to test him. Jesus' reply was a question. What did Moses command you? And the quick answer was that Moses permitted divorce by a certificate of dismissal. And that gave Jesus an opportunity to reflect on the fact that this was allowed due to the hardness of our hearts. Divorce is not a part of the order of creation, and this is the reason it cannot be celebrated. The church is called to proclaim marriage as it was intended by God in creation, and at the same time to reach out and reconciling, healing love to divorced persons. It is, after all, only by the abundance of God's grace and mercy that any of us are able to live in the sacramental family. When we remember that, we should be humbled. We should rejoice at God's graciousness towards us. So, today my thoughts with you are not about marriage, but rather about the hardness of our hearts. One of the first things that we are taught in Scripture is that a fundamental part of the original tragedy that you and I inherited from our first parents was a heart disease. We are taught that the root of our problem is from within. Jesus said in Mark 7, "From within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, fornication, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, and on and on. All these evil things come from within, and they defile us." Jesus is telling us that the heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. To which I hurriedly add this, and this is the glory of the light of the gospel. If you have ever really felt this burden in your heart, if you've ever cried out with St. Paul, "Oh, who will deliver me from this body of death?" then according to the clear witness of Scripture, you are coming very near to the kingdom of God. Because to know ourselves as sinners, as sufferers from that first heart disease, is to know that we are made for something better, something to which God is calling us. For the hardness of our hearts, God has sent His Son into the world to save sinners. And this is a saying true and worthy of all men to be received. And if we trust this message, we will come to discover something of the peace with God through restored communion with Him, the way things were meant to be in the first place, and inherit far greater blessings in the end than our father Adam ever lost.